you, this issue is front and centre, and it's under the heading ED, that's Emergency Department Wait Times. A turn-off yesterday in the Cairns Post, it read that a Cairns man has said he tries to avoid going to the emergency department, even in dire cases, due to long wait times. This is Francis Royee. Gordon Vale was left waiting a couple of hours on Monday morning while his partner Erin waited to be seen, Erin McFarlane. Now, it goes on to say in this article, the health service tweeted on Sunday about the long wait times, advising people not to attend the ED for non-urgent needs. Now, the health service acting chief, Dr. Jeremy Wellwood, said there were 234 presentations within 24 hours on Sunday. Now, further in the article, it says Dr. Wellwood said the teams across the hospital worked collaboratively to ensure flow was prioritised with a focus on ED surge. Now, further in the article, it reads thus, together Queensland Senior Vice President Dr. Sandy Donald said, Cairns needed a combined effort from the state and federal governments. Dr. Donald said the constant pressure on ED staff could not keep going on indefinitely. It's just been going on and on, hasn't it? Anyway, there you've got it. I've got Dr. Sandy Donald on the line today. He's the anaesthetist at our Cairns Hospital and Senior Vice President Together Queensland Union. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
It seems to be going on endlessly, this nightmare at our emergency department. Just, we don't need so much the history, but is it getting worse?
The answer is yes, it probably is. And remembering every year there is a flu surge, so that we know it gets busier in winter. COVID on top of that. And unfortunately, our governments haven't learned the lessons of COVID and encouraged people, particularly those who are vulnerable, to keep protecting themselves, not just from COVID, but from flu and all these other winter diseases. Mm.
Sandy, I know this is a hell of a question. If you could just give us, paint us a picture in two parts, if you like. When the patients are turning up there, if they haven't got the message on the net or whatever, and they've added to the 200 plus, what do they face? What do they see when they walk in, and how long is it likely to be before, at its worst, they actually get to see somebody about their issue?
Well, the critical thing in a functional emergency department is what we call triage. So that's where someone hopefully will talk to them early and try and categorise the urgency of the case. So if it's a life-threatening emergency, they should be seen within a minute or two.
Yeah.
And then there are five levels of triage as to whether someone is likely to come to harm from waiting 15 minutes or half an hour or possibly a couple of hours. Mm. And that obviously is a critical function that requires really good, experienced people.
Is that life-threatening, if you like, component of the decision, is that part of the five levels of triage, or is it life-threatening situation, then five levels?
No, that would be a level one.
Okay.
And I do have to say I'm not an emergency physician. I don't have current expertise in this. My prior history did quite a bit. But, yeah, so in other words, that is the most critical phase, is that people are seen and someone attempts to decide, is this critical? Is it likely it could be critical, or is it something that is unlikely to get worse over an hour or two? Mm. And unfortunately, what that does mean is there are people who may well need to be seen, but who end up waiting a long time because there are more urgent cases.
Of course. Do some people just pack up and go?
Inevitably, yes, that does happen. And that is a matter of concern, given that those who pack up and go probably don't have anywhere else to go and get seen. Mm.
Now, a question as it was in two parts. Part two, we're talking about 234 presentations 3 or 4 days ago in one day. It's beyond the imagination of most people. We heard what the patients endure. Now, what about the staff? What sort of suffering do they have to endure when you've got people, 234 of them, clamouring for attention? How much pressure on the staff and how do they cope?
Well, there's always pressure on the staff. Firstly, when they know that the waiting area is full and possibly overflowing, none of them are comfortable with that. But the other problem is when the emergency department is overcrowded and there's no available beds, then they can't work at their most efficient. So the emergency department is divided into different areas. And ideally, people go to an area most appropriate to their condition or the treatment they need, which makes it much more efficient for the people who are trying to care for them and get organised for them either to go home or be admitted, because they may have to struggle to find where that patient is now. So it's frustrating and it's less efficient. Plus also then, of course, when you've got somebody, say, from an inpatient team who wants to come and assess a patient, finding that patient may be much more difficult.
Yeah.
And when the patient, when there are patients, say, in a corridor, not only is that inefficient, it may be hard to monitor them, and, of course, confidentiality becomes a big issue.
Now, specifically, you're talking about the solution, the most important solution, I guess, to you. You're saying the government is slow with one thing. Queensland has been slow to build the large expansion we need to our hospital. Can you expand on that? And let's be honest about the duration we'd be waiting to see that completed.
Well, it's something it's been talked about for years. I certainly think when Block D was built, I don't think it really was big enough. At least there was some expansion room in it. We clearly need those beds now. We can't expand the hospital. You know, a big building is going to take 3 or 4 or 5 years to complete.
Exactly.
So what has happened recently is some expansion of step-down beds because they don't have to be in the hospital itself. But for acute services, the moment you move them outside the hospital, you then have problems because with acute services, usually you need multiple different teams to interact. And the moment that's outside the hospital, you can waste an enormous amount of time with people moving back and forwards. So, yeah, we do need that building. The government, Queensland government, has announced that there will be building happening. What we need to do is come up with some things, and this is multiple things that will make a difference while we're waiting for that building to be completed. And a lot of this goes down to cuts that have occurred in the health system over the last 10, 15 years.
Exactly. I'd like to go on and learn some more about this issue, but we've run down on time. Sandy, we'll stay in touch if that's all right with you. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Dr. Sandy Donald. He's the anaesthetist at our Cairns Hospital and a Senior Vice President, Together Queensland Union.